You're listening to Morning Edition here on WVIA. I'm Roger Dupuy, and this is Sports Voices, and we're here with Bob Eyde from Fox 56.
Welcome back.
Thank you,
I know you're at Williamsport this
all
week.
All day on Tuesday.
For the parade.
Yes.
And how was that?
Really, it's a remarkable thing to see.
It is.
Yeah.
I've not been to the parade because I'm always deep into high school football.
Okay.
So it kind of conflicts.
Yeah.
So I don't typically go out to the Little League World Series. So,
yeah.
But no, the parade looks fascinating,
and I think
it should be another outstanding event at Williamsport. Gets worldwide publicity, right, again? And it's kind of cool. A team that played here is in the Little League World Series. That East Side Little League out of Westchester.
Correct.
They won the Mid-Atlantic.
Yeah.
They played in Jenkins Township weeks ago.
Right.
So it's kind of cool. Got to see them play. They were big, tall kids, and they look really, really good.
Interesting.
But I've seen some videos. I actually watched some of it on TV. And
it
should be interesting this year.
It should. Roughly 40,000 people. Think about that. The Williamsport's not a big city, and 40,000 people coming out for a parade is remarkable.
And I bet you there was a lot of traffic.
There was.
Yeah. It's not really built for that, Williamsport.
No.
Love the city. I really love that area.
Yeah, they shut down all of West 4th Street. Mm-hmm. And imagine all those people crowded in there, but you can't get your car out until it's all over and done.
Okay.
So there you go. We met, really quickly, and folks, you can read about this at WVAA.org. We met a lot of people, and one group that was really very poignant for us was a team from Mexico. We met the family of a kid from Mexico, and they had traveled by way of San Diego, Detroit, New York, and then a rental car to see their cousin play. And that's remarkable. And
Are the stories that are fascinating.
Yeah.
You find.
They spoke next to no English. One member of the family was able to translate, and we managed to get some really good interviews that way.
Not to prolong it. And my son played a little bit of Little League, not a lot. But I don't know how these people get off work. This East Side's been going since mid-June, maybe, right? And now to all the way. How do you manage that? And hotel rooms and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of stuff like that fascinates me.
But you know what's cool for us really quickly is that for a lot of these kids, this is the highlight of their athletic career
absolutely.
To date. And it's such a big deal.
And it might be for the rest of their lives.
Yes. So, sir, what else you got going on?
High school football, and high school football.
Okay.
It kicks off in exactly 1 week.
Okay.
August 28th. We'll be live, of course, on MyTV, WQMY, Friday Night Rivals, Berwick at North Pocono. But right now, we're continuing our top 10.
Okay.
So I'll review our top 10 from last week. So 10 was Marion Catholic.
Right.
9 was Scranton Prep. Blue Mountain was 8. Excuse me. Dallas was 8. Blue Mountain was 7. Lakeland, 6.
Okay.
So the top 5 and 5 you'll see Saturday night is Jersey Shore.
Mm-hmm.
Then Monday on our news, you'll see North Pocono 4, Shamokin at 3, Dunmore 2, and the defending state champions in AA, of course.
Right.
The Southern Columbia Tigers. So I visited every one of those top 10 teams.
Yes.
Jersey Shore looks a really built team. Great team with Noah Pauling back at quarterback. Shamokin, of course. Mm-hmm. They have Logan Steele, who's headed to Wake Forest to play football. We'll have that game September 18th. Those two teams play. And, of course, Southern Columbia, one of the best around. But North Pocono, District 2, 4A champs coming in. They have a ton of returners, but they have to find some guys on the offensive line. So Greg Dolan, the coach I talked to this week, talked about how exciting it is about this year's team.
Folks, let's hear from Greg Dolan.
We have some kids back, and we lost a lot of good football players, but what excites me is their will to win, you know, their will to find their own joy. I've said this a couple of times. I think we found the template of how to win. Those kids were shown it, and now they got to create their own identity, and when they do that, I think they'll find their own joy and enjoy it out there. So they're excited winning the league and winning the district and winning that many games. When you see that happen in the community, everybody involved, it really pushes you hopefully to greater heights, and our kids are taking that challenge.
All right, so they're in a crowded and tough division, yes?
Yeah, Lackawanna Football Conference Division I. One of the toughest, I think, in the state.
Mm-hmm.
There's 6 teams now this year. West Scranton has rejoined them. They're a 6A school.
Okay.
But they won Paw Pack, another really good team, which we'll have on Friday Night Rivals.
Mm-hmm.
Scranton High School, of course, won Paw Pack. Did I say them?
You did.
I did. Okay, so I'll make them twice.
Yes.
Scranton Prep, of course.
Right.
Abington Heights.
Right.
So they're really, really good division, tough schedule for North Pocono, of course, opening with Berwick, which we'll have, I said.
Mm-hmm.
And, it makes them tougher in the long run, I think, for the playoffs. And they have a shot to win another District 2 4A championship, I think, along with Dallas. So they may be the favorites, but, you know, a lot of good football yet to be played.
We're going to move over to the NFL, right? And talk about the Ravens a little bit.
Hey, Baltimore Ravens played last week against the Eagles. They won the game. We won't
sure
talk
did.
About how the Eagles played, of course, for some
right.
Eagle fans. So,
yeah.
But it's about our two local players. Dom DeLuca, we've talked about. We heard from him last week from Wyoming area, of course, played most of the first half at linebacker, looked pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think has some work still left in him. I'm sure learning a lot in the NFL and being in the right place. And that's what it was about. We've heard Dom say that. But the other one was the quarterback out of Williamsport, Joe Fenagno.
Okay.
Had played almost the entire first half, a little bit of the third quarter. He was the star of the game. 224 yards, a touchdown and an interception.
Wow.
Threw some great passes, looked really, really crisp.
Mm-hmm.
Our sister station in Baltimore called up to him after the game, and he was really down to earth and, you know, and knows this is a learning experience, and he wants to make most of his opportunity.
Folks, let's listen to that interview right now.
I just take it one day at a time. You know, being an undrafted guy, you know, opportunities, you know, may come, they may not come, and I'm just looking to be ready for when they do. And, you know, it doesn't really matter who's in the room. You know, I'm just trying to control what I can control and focus on me and try to help this football team win games. And, yeah, you know, I've always had that confidence in myself. It's something that you got to have, especially at the quarterback position. But it's, you know, it even means that much more now that, you know, I've got a preseason game under my belt. And, you know, there's a lot to improve on. There's sure. I got to watch the film. I didn't play a perfect game. But it's definitely something that, you know, I want to, you know, build off of.
All right, sir. So what's up next for the Ravens?
The Ravens are in Minnesota,
mm-hmm.
A little joint practice out there, and they will play the Vikings Saturday at 1 o'clock. And expect Fenagno to get a lot of reps, but right now I think he's a real good shot at being the third-string quarterback and being the practice squad, and that would be an accomplishment, as you mentioned, undrafted out of Connecticut, a Williamsport boy making good.
Yeah, absolutely. And quickly, Steelers and Eagles?
Steelers coming up on Fox 56, and the Eagles will have them on Friday night. The Steelers will take on the Jets at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
The Eagles take on the New England Patriots. They're doing a joint practice with them all week. That will be Saturday night at 7 o'clock, both on Fox 56 TV. And don't forget about our Friday night rivals
yep.
on our news all next week, and including up to our next game. What's next week, we will preview our first mm-hmm. game of Friday night rivals.
Wow.
That's next week.
Okay. Bob, thanks for being here.
No problem.
Have a great week, folks.